Joining us by telephone, Diane Senholtz, the clerk of courts for Marathon County. When someone wins a case after going through the court proceedings and even a jury trial, such as Taj Jefferson did recently, sometimes that person still owes the court a lot of money. How does that happen when you win a case but you still owe money?
Well, the money that he owes the court is actually for his court-appointed attorney. So it's not for anything assessed for the charges because he did win the case, so he's found not guilty. But he does still owe the county money for his court-appointed attorney. And we just have basically $12,000 assessed because the original assessment was $1,200. That was the cap that Judge Howard had us put on the system because he thought that's what the cost would be for an attorney for this case in the very beginning. He then upped the cap to $12,000. So Judge Howard thought the case would be capped out at $12,000. So that's the assessed amount right now in this particular case, but we have not received an actual invoice from his attorney yet. So we don't know what the actual invoice is going to be for his attorney fees. It could be less, it could be more.
And if it's more, the cap would be the maximum then, or would the client be liable for the full amount?
The client would be liable for the full amount. It's just the judge thought that $12,000 would and should cover it. However, there's extenuating circumstances. I mean, this case was a lengthy case, so you know the trial was one day longer than was originally thought, so there was more time there. You know, there's a lot of things that factor into that final amount, and the judge does approve all invoices.
So just using this case as an example, when someone wins a case, it does not necessarily mean their wallet doesn't lighten up a little.
That's correct.
They still have the responsibility of paying for the legal representation.
That is correct.